Hello and welcome to Science Unscripted. It's Connor here.
And Gabe. And boy, music is getting dumber.
Yeah.
Certainly the lyrics of the songs these days are way stupider and simpler than they used to be, right? Right?
You're sounding like a grandpa, but yeah.
I'm sounding like my brother. We recorded this. We've already recorded this interview. Normally we don't do that, but we already have, and we did a video for it on YouTube. And when we did that recording, I had a Dave Matthews Band shirt on because I went to a concert last week
with like 5,000 people. It's kind of small. Right?
Dave Matthews Band, one of my heroes back from high school. My brother back then, like 25 years ago, hated Dave because he thought it was stupid. And he, back then, wanted me to listen to music that was older than that, under that same premise, like I was saying before, that music has gotten dumber, mm-hmm. the song lyrics at least. He said that Dave was stupid. I think it's because all the girls like Dave.
And he didn't like the fact that they liked Dave and not the musicians he liked.
Yeah, Jimi Hendrix and Bob Dylan. He gave me this Bob Dylan CD. You got to listen to this.
Well, it's kind of a trope, right? Or almost a cliche to believe that everything was better before than it mm-hmm. was now. Mm-hmm. But it raises a question that is a good one, which is, could some of that actually be true?
Yeah, could you use science or objective analysis to investigate that? And you most certainly can. A research team out of Innsbruck, Austria has done that. They've looked at hundreds of thousands of songs over the past 40 years to see if song lyrics are getting stupider.
Science Unscripted.
Hi, my name is Eva Zangerle. I'm an assistant professor at the University of Innsbruck, and we are doing research in the field of music information retrieval, where we just published a new manuscript.
Eva, are songs getting stupider?
I wouldn't say stupider, but I'd say simpler. This is basically what we found.
So when you say simpler, what does that mean exactly?
So simpler can be captured by a number of things. It gets more repetitive. So we see individual lines repeated over and over again, but also full structural elements being repeated over and over again, like a chorus being repeated more often. But also the vocabulary is getting smaller, basically. So we are using less diverse words in lyrics.
And what songs were you looking at, or how did you arrive at the conclusion that songs are getting more repetitive, that they're getting simpler?
So we analyzed a set of 350,000 songs for which we extracted the lyrics. And what we then did is we came up with a set of descriptors, you know, how often is a line repeated, how often is a chorus repeated, how diverse are the words, and we computed this for 5 genres and for a time range of 40 years.
40 years. So in 40 years, we've gone from more complex, less repetitive music to less complex, very repetitive music. That was one of the findings. Music getting simpler, and the other ones were what exactly? Other things have changed?
So we also looked at, for example, sentiment, so the mood that's conveyed by the lyrics. So we see more negative emotions being you know, scripted in the lyrics. We see more anger in the lyrics and less positive emotions.
And that songs are becoming more self-obsessed? Let me take one of those 350,000 songs. I'm assuming that you looked at this one. This is a very popular one. Miley Cyrus. I didn't want to leave you. I didn't want to lie. Started to cry, but then I remembered I can buy myself flowers, write my name in the sand, talk to myself, things I, me. Songs didn't used to do that?
So I guess this is a quite extreme example, but yes, we found that personal pronouns are getting more, you know, more and more appearing in lyrics, and it gets more self-centered in the end, yes.
I know this probably goes beyond the realm of what you actually studied, and we're going into speculation here, but why would this be the case? Why in 40 years would music become simpler?
I think this has to do with the way that music is produced on the one hand and consumed on the other end, basically. So we have seen, a transformation from going into the store, buying CDs, to having hundreds of millions of songs available on streaming platforms. On the other hand, the way music is produced is more and more optimized for streaming platforms, trying to, avoid people skipping the song within the first 10, 20 seconds. This means putting everything you have, melody, lyrics, and so on, into the first 20 seconds and making it stick in your head. You have to remember the lyrics.
So the pressure to make a catchy song is higher than ever before, but also aren't there more songs now? More people producing songs than ever before. Does that have an effect?
Absolutely. So, I don't know, 20, 40, 50 years ago, it was hard to, produce a song and also selling it to, somebody. Nowadays, you can produce music in your basement and basically distribute it to the world. And this obviously also has an impact, yes.
And it's not necessarily that society is getting stupider or more self-obsessed or that my dad was right, that pop music has been in decline since time immemorial.
I think everyone's dad or mom has said that.
There are a number of factors going on. Is that...
I definitely would not want to make that claim. No, no, no.
Eva, what is your favorite song that represents the good old days where music was complex and lyrically complicated and not self-absorbed? And then the opposite, a song probably from the last couple of years where the lyrics are entirely self-absorbed, they're completely simplified. Do you have any that immediately come to mind?
Actually, I didn't check for my favorites. I mean, obviously, probably that's better. we have been looking at Bruce Springsteen, for example, in the 80s had quite, lengthy lyrics. And nowadays, what was the example that you had previously? Was it Miley Cyrus?
Miley Cyrus, yeah.
I think this is a very good example for
love that song.
What have changed.
Yeah.
This doesn't mean that the song is less good or something like that. It's pure data-driven analysis of lyrics, what we did. I didn't want to leave you, I didn't want to lie. Started to cry, but then remembered
I can buy myself flowers. That was Eva Zangerle speaking to us from Innsbruck, Austria, and that is Miley Cyrus. And you've got a message for us here, right?
Very important message.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, so if it feels like we're throwing Miley Cyrus under the bus or accusing her of being lazy with her lyric writing, not really the case in this particular instance. That song, which was hugely popular.
Flowers.
Is referential. It references a song by Bruno Mars called When I Was Your Man, and it more than references it. It's a response to it. So let's just go straight to the chorus. Flowers. And held your hand. Gave it all my hours.
When I had the chance. What a song.
It's a great song.
I didn't know this one.
Yeah, it's a great song. And so that song is from the perspective of a guy who forgot to treat his female partner well, didn't do the little things that matter, and lost her. And now he regrets it. Whereas Miley Cyrus's Flowers is the woman who's saying, look, I don't need you. I can take care of myself. And so it's, in that sense, it's smart. I like what they've done. They're both kind of self-referential. Oops.
Yeah, and both in reference to Willie Nelson, right?
Are they?
That classic Willie Nelson, you'll always on my mind.
Oh, yeah.
I never said it to you, but I loved you the whole time, and it's my fault. And
love.
Now you're gone.
Love, yeah. So those two very recent examples of some songs that, I don't know if they're simple, but they meet the criteria of being very self-oriented about yourself. Mm. Beyond that, yeah, I pulled up a couple other songs. Kind of, it's an impossible task to try to figure out on your, anecdotally on your own based on which music you've listened to in the past.
Yeah.
Is this true? You can only find truly random examples that maybe fit some of the categories and or don't. Two that popped into my mind that were very self-referential. They're older songs, but then also lyrically very complex. There's Both Sides Now by Joni Mitchell, which is a song I love.
Rose and flows of angel hair, and ice cream castles in the air, and feather canyons everywhere. Looked at clouds that way.
Yeah, wow. That, what were we talking about, Connor? I got lost in my thoughts. Oh, yeah, is music getting dumber? I don't. What do you guys think? Send us some examples of songs that nowadays that would possibly cause one to believe that music has gotten dumber, and some examples from back in the day that would say that music was better back then.
Or the opposite. The opposite. I'm sure there have to be. I just don't know them. It's not like I'm pouring through, you know, reams of music these days, new music. Mm. There are probably really complex, interesting, non-self-referential songs out there that Gabe and I have just passed over. Send them our way. Mm. We'll do our best to get them on the next show, and so more people can become aware of the good examples and the trash.
And let me play one more example before we go.
Remember, I said at the beginning, my
brother gave me that Bob Dylan album. I found one where Dylan was being self-referential.
Oh, because you'd been going on about how Dylan never does that. Dylan would never talk about himself.
When I got in touch with Ifat Sangerla, right, yeah, our expert down in Innsbruck, I even said to her, you know what? Now that I think about it, Bob Dylan never said I in his songs. and now when I turn on the radio, everyone's saying I, me. Bull crap.
Yeah.
I went back to that album that my brother gave me, The Times They Are Changin',
and I
found a little track on there where Bob Dylan says, I.
Oh, I'm sailing away, my own true love. I'm sailing away in the morning. Is there something I can send you from across the sea? From the place that I'll be landing. No, there's nothing you can send me, my own true love. There's nothing I'm wishing to be owning. Just to carry yourself back to me unspoiled. I'm across that lonesome ocean.
Well, I am sailing away now, and so are you, Gabe.
The song's about Spanish boots made of Spanish leather.
That's
literally the title, Spanish Boots of Spanish Leather.
How beautiful. Gabe and I are sailing off into the great big ocean. Email us, su@dw.com.
Unscripted.
DW, made for minds.